Today's daf is Gittin daf Chof Tes, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Ches Amid Beis Meisavet. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Rus Malka Basara and her Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Ben Hinda Sara. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, we began a new Mishnah, which was a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which discusses the idea of Chazaka, specifically the idea that a person has a chazaka that he's alive. Meaning, if last we heard about Pliny was that he was chai, if right now we have a suffix what his situation is, we have a right to say hem midover al cheskasai and assume that he's still alive. We mentioned briefly yesterday that really Cheskes Chai is a little bit of a chiddush because in the world of Chazakos, anything that's asuya lehishtanos really is not an adequate chazaka. A person that's alive, lemaisa at some point is going to die. In fact, the Gemara made a very nuanced distinction when it comes to this chazaka, and that is shema meisloi chayshinon, but shema yamos chayshinon, stating that a person that last we know of was Chai, we have a right to assume is still alive. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph gave three examples of where this is manifest. The first was Hilchas Gerishin, which is why we're talking about it right here. The second was Hilchas Truma, and the third was Dinei Kachim regarding the halachas of Chata Shemesu Bala. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amar Bey said that Rabbi Lozab and Prata said three halachas in the presence of the Chachamim, the Kaimu Esdvar. He said the following. He said that in the event that there's a city that was surrounded by Oivdei Koychavim, even though it looks like there's trouble and something might happen, but at the same time, we could assume that everybody that's inside this city is Becheskes Kayam. The same would be true if there was a Sfina that was at sea and there's a storm. There's a good possibility that something's going to happen. However, that's not enough to be Oike de Chazaka, and we could assume that everybody that's on this Sfina is going to be considered Kayam. And finally, if someone is Yoitse Lidoin, if there's a person that's going to have to give din v'cheshbin in front of a melech basavadam, where the stakes are high, potentially capital punishment, but just because someone's yoytzi lidoin doesn't necessarily mean that this person's ultimately going to be killed, and therefore, until you hear otherwise, we would assume that this person's alive. But Blesman brought to Tolda Chachamin, however, what would be if the city wasn't just surrounded by Oivdei Kechavin, but it was an irshe kivsha karkum? It was literally attacked. And the Oivdei Kechavim are going through the city and they're doing their thing. Or there was a Sfina that's not just at sea in the middle of a storm, but it was Avdu Bayam. It was lost. It seems like it already sunk. Or a person wasn't Yoitze Lidoi, but he was Yoitze Leharek. This person is already on death row, meaning it was already Nimnu Vegamru that this person is Chayiv Misa. In those three cases, what's the halacha? He no longer has his chazaka. All these people involved are no longer becheskes kayamim, but at the same time, they're also not becheskes mesim. Rather, noisnen aleh chumrei chayim, because maybe they are alive, and noisnen aleh chumrei mesim, because maybe they're not alive, l'may nafgemina, bas yisrael l'koyin, bas koyin l'yisrael. Either way, loy toichal b'tshuma. And the Gemara began with an akimta that Rabbi Yosef made in our Mishnah, and this akimta is going to be malavos through the first part of the daf, until the Mishnah, and daf chav tes amarav. Yesterday's daf, we saw the first version of Rabbi Yosef's Akimta. Today's daf, we're going to see an Ikka d'Amri, a second version of Rabbi Yosef's Akimta as well. The first version. Rabbi Yosef said, Loishanu ela bebezin shal Yisrael. This that the Mishnah said, that if somebody was the Yoitza Lihareg, it was already gepaskin that this person's Chayv Misa, and now he's on death row, and they're literally walking him to the place where they're going to execute him. That loch is that even though it looks like for sure he's a gavrik tala, he's a dead man walking, but not necessarily. Rather, noisen aleh, we give him the chumrei chaim and the chumrei mesim. Said that's only true bebezin shal Yisrael. Bezin shal Yisrael are rachmanim b'nei rachmanim. There's a din that permeates hilchas dinis nefashis that's called the tzilu ha'edah, and therefore it's possible that even though right now it looks like this person's about to be executed, in halacha he doesn't have a cheskes meis. If, however, this person was yoytzel leharik bebeznin shalev dekechavim, where they're achzarim b'nei achzarim, where they don't have an idea of yitzilu asa'edah. So there already, if he He's the Yoitzel Lahore, Kivin the Gomer Leidina Liktala Mikto Katile. For sure, you would have to assume that he's not alive. Who said this, Rabbi Yosef? As a result, who's going to comment? Abaya. And Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, he said, Rebbe, he said, I understand that by the Ovde Kechavim, maybe they don't have the same Madrega of Rachmanim. Maybe there's no idea of Yitzilo Eda that underpins the way they go about their Geshef. But at the same time, Shoichad, Kesef Minolan, how do you know that they're not on the take? And maybe somebody would go to the executioner, give him a few dollars, and based on that, he would turn around. And Yosef told Abai, you're saying good, but if you would know the Persian Menhagim, then you wouldn't have this kasha, because although it's true, they're on the take, but at the same time, once it's a Gemara Din, once it's already signed by the Pursi Shanmarg, once that happens, then already there's no chashash of shoychad, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So the bottom line is, what was Rabbi Yosef's aikimta in our Mishnah? This is what we need. His aikimta was that the Mishnah that said that a yoitzel lihareg is noisim la chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim, it's talking about where it was a bezdin shal yisrael. So bottom line, if there was a gemar din bebezdin shal yisrael, that ish ployin is chayiv misa, we don't necessarily assume he's not alive. Doesn't have a cheskes chai because it's a gemar din, but at the same time he doesn't have a cheskes meis either because there's only a gemar din. If we know he was executed, if he got skila, if he got treifa, heri chenek, yeah, obviously. But at the same time, until you know for sure that it was kasha asa, you know for sure that this thing was followed through with, at that point he's going to have beidu chumers, and the gemar now is going to ask two kashas on this halacha. So the gemar meisvei, I'll ask you a question from a brisa that's in Masechtas Sanhedrin and also Masechtas Makis Kol Malkus Shiyam Dushnayim, if two Edom would walk into Bezdin, the Yomer, and they would say the following: Idenon was Ish Ploini Shenigmar Dinoi BeBezdin Shal Ploini. You see, Ish Ploini, this man, we know for a fact that this person is Chayiv Misa. How do we know? We didn't witness him do anything for which he would be Chayiv Misa. We didn't see him be Mechal Shabbos BeMezid. We didn't see him be Oyven Avodah Zarah. But I'll tell you what we did see: we were in a court when Bezdin paskin that this person is Chayiv Misa. In fact, Uploini Edom. I can't even tell you who the Edom were. So the Braisa says, Hareza Yehori. The halach is that this person is Chayiv Misa. Freit the Gemara, Geshmak Akasha. What did these Edom say? They said that there was a Gemara Din. If you're telling me that when it's Nigmar Dina and a person, the Bezdin Shal Yisrael, he's not necessarily Becheskes Meis. Why? Because Ulai, somebody found the Schos. If that's the case, how could you give this person Misa's Bezdin? Even though it's true it was Nigmar Dinai, but Ulai, after the Gemar Din, somebody found the Schos, and as a result, you shouldn't be able to kill him. Says the Gemara, Duma Bereich Shani. This case was obviously unique. Why? Because this person somehow got away. There was a Gemar Din of Misa. Why is he here right now, in another Kehila, in front of another Bezdin? Obviously, he was able to come up with some prison break. He's a fugitive. The bottom line is, he was able to get away. Why, if really he was innocent, would he have gotten away? Elamai, there's already a reyasa in the fact that this person is okay, and it's for that reason over here we would give him Misa's Bezdin. Meaning, it's a chashash that we would think that maybe really he's innocent despite the fact that there was a Gemar Din. Okay, but to save a person's life, sometimes we'll make those chashashes. But rega, there's a reyesa that would seem to go against that chashash. Then oikme adine, and you would have to assume that this person is becheskes meis, and that's pshat in this halacha. Toshma, another kasha. Shama mi bezin shal yisrael. If somebody heard from a bezin shal yisrael, a Jewish court, shayu oimrim, they said the following: ish ployni meis, ish ployni nerak. So bezin shal yisrael said that ish ployni Meis sounds like he died. Or ish ployni nerag sounds like he died. Or sounds like he was killed. Rashi says, what's the difference between meis and nerag? So working backwards, nerag means he was killed with Misa's Bezdin. Meis means he was killed by Bezdin, but in an unconventional way. So unbeknownst, sometimes this gets overlooked, we know there was Arba Misa's Bezdin. But the truth is, there were more ways that Bezdin was able to kill people. There were times that Bezdin would kill, and they would do it in some other way. Starve people to death. More negay when you learn Masechta Sanhedrin. Mace is when it's in an unconventional way. Nerag is when it's in the conventional way. But the bottom line is, somebody overheard a Bezdin Shal Yisrael say, quote, Ish Pleini Mace, Ish Pleini Nerag. The Alachas Yasir is Ishtai. He can now come back from Adina Sayom, wherever he was when he heard this, and he can go to his person's wife, and he can say that, I want you to know, your husband is not alive anymore. Eidos Isha, the Alachas, she's going to be okay to get married. She never saw the husband die, true, but she heard a Bezin Shal Yisrael say, Yishpoini Mesa, Yishpoini Nerag, that's enough evidence. Mikumantrisin Shal Levdeke Chavim. Let's say this person would hear it not from a Bezin Shal Yisrael, but he would hear it from a Bezin Shal Levdeke Chavim. He would hear again the same line, Yishpoini Mesa, Yishpoini Nerag. Then Daloch is Al Yasiyo Es Ishtoi. You're not allowed to get married based on that. Meaning the fact that a Bezin Shal Yisrael said it, Yasiyo Es Ishtoi. But the fact that a Bezin Shal Levdeke Chavim said it, that doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara says, My Mesa, My Nerag. What exactly did this person hear? These respective Bate Dinim say, Ilema Mace, Mace Mamish, Venerag, Nerag Mamish, doesn't mean that he heard them say literally the person was Mace or the person was Nerag. Which means then when he heard it from the Kumantris and Shalev de Kechavim, he heard the same exact thing. He heard them say that this person literally is not alive. If that's the case, Amayal Yasiyo Es Ishtoi. Why is this Oivik Kechavim not believed? Meaning, it sounds like when the Bezin Shal Yisrael says it, we believe it. Therefore, Be'edos Isha, she can get married. But if you hear it from the Bezin Shalev de Kechavim, we don't believe it. Why don't you believe it? Hakaimelon, the halach is that even though an Oivik Kechavim is possible Eidos, something we talked a lot about in the first parak, but at the same time, over here, when it comes to Eidos Isha, the Oivik Kechavim is believed because Kol Masiach Lefeitumai Hemune Mehemnile. When a guy says something, Masiach Lefeitumai, meaning he's not trying to say Eidos, it's not like he's standing in a court of law under oath and he's saying this Eidos, but he's saying something that we can take out of that would be very important. Hilchas Eidos, Halacha is Masiach Lefeitumai, and Oivik Kechavim is going to be believed. So if that's the case, so why then wouldn't we trust Oivik Kechavim? Elalav, says the Gemara's Pashit, Meis has to mean not that the Bati Dinim was saying the person died, but rather he was a Yoytzei Lamos. And Nerag means he was a Yoytzei Lahari. Okay, if that's the case, let's revisit the Braisa. The Braisa says, V'tani Bebezin Shal Yisrael, Yasiyo Es Ishtoi. Then if it was a Bezin Shal Yisrael, Yasiyo Es Ishtoi, what did the Bezin Shal Yisrael say? They said that this person is on death row. He's a Yoytzei Laharik. Yoytzei Laharik, Dalach is Yasiyo Es Ishtoi. I thought the Mishnah says, Noisnin Aleh Chumrei Chayim V'Chumrei Meis. Now, Bishleim, if the Mishnah is not talking about a Bezin Shal Yisrael, so it's not a Kasha, but Rabbi Yosef made an Oikimta, that it is talking about a Bezin Shal Yisrael. So you see that by a Bezin Shal Yisrael, Noisnin Aleh Chumrei Chayim V'Chumrei Meis, how then over here is it Yasiyo Es Ishtoi? Why is it that we assume for sure that this person is not alive? So the Gemara says, I hear the Kasha. However, your Kasha was based on a Hanocha. What was the Hanocha? That when the Braisa said that the Bezin Shal Yisrael, the Shpleini Meis, the Shpleini Nerag, it meant not that they literally died, but rather what it meant was is they were Yoytzei Lahari. Thus, it's a Tzushtal to our Sugya. But the Gemara says, La'ilam, that's not what the Braisa is talking about. When it says Meis, it's Meis Mamish. And when it says Nerag, Venerag Mamish. Ooh, the Kamra, what was the Kasha with that Oikimta? I mean, that's the Pashup Shan in the Braisa. But why didn't we want to learn that? Because if that's the case, the then why, when it comes from the Bezin Shalev de Kechavim, are the Bezin Shalev de Kechavim not believed? I thought that Masich Lefeitumai the Oivik Kechavim is believed, and for the Gemara, no, it's not fair because Hani Mili Ben Musatoi Shaychide. It's true, Masich Lefeitumai the Oivik Kechavim are believed. Meaning, if an Oivik Kechavim has no vested interest to say this, then we're going to assume that the Masiach Lefeitumai is going to be believed. But something that a Oivik Kechavim would have a vested interest to exaggerate or to flat out make up, over there, he's not going to have an amanus, and we can't even derive something l'toyeles from him, b'masiach Lefeitumai, and the reason is because avdi lachsuke shikrayo. If someone has something that it's nogeya him, then sometimes he's going to lie. The point is that these kumantrisen shalov de kechavim, they liked. For them, it was a badge of honor to say that we executed this amount of people, that amount of people. So the fact that you hear one of these chevres saying ishpleini meis, ishpleini nerag, it means nothing. And even the masich lefitumai, we can't take from them anything that's negei hilchas eidos, even eidos isha, where we find tremendous kulois. But the bottom line is, it's not a tzushtal bichlal to the sugi that we're learning, because we're not talking about where there was a bezin shal yisrael that said he's a yitzelahar. Yitzelahar could be, you wouldn't have a halacha that we assume that the person's dead. We're talking about where they said he physically died. Physically die. It has nothing to do with what we're discussing right now. And that's the reason that the Bezin Shal Yisrael, if they said this, the halacha would be believed. But either way, this concludes the first version of Rabbi Yosef's halacha. Rabbi Yosef, again, was commenting on the Mishnah, like Amayramdu. And what was the comment? That when Rabbi Elazar ben Prata said three things, three that were really six. And one of the things was that of someone that's Yoytzei Lihareg, last we know about this person is they were literally marching him to the place where he was going to be executed. What's the halacha? Noisnan alein chumrei chayim v'chumrei meisin. Rabbi Yosef said that's only true bebezin shal yisrael. Meaning by a bezin shal yisrael, this is the way we look at it. We assume that maybe he's alive, maybe he's not alive. We really should assume he's not alive, but it's based on the Tzilo Ha'eda that we think that maybe they were able to come up with a schos. But when it comes to Bezin Shalev, the Kechavim, Kivan, the Gamar Leidina, the Ketala, Mikdol Katlile, the Gemara has two kashas, and the Gemara enferred both kashas. The Gemara now is going to bring the second lishon of Rav Yosef, and the second lishon of Rav Yosef is really going to be Chazaras Hashir. It's going to be 100% the inverse of everything that we just discussed. Rav Yosef over here is going to make the opposite Akimta that he made in the first version. Not that the Mishnah is talking dafka about a Bezin Shalev Yisroel, but just the opposite. It's talking dafka about a Bezin Shalev Yisroel. The Gemara is going to be mitzayin the two brises that it was mitzayin in the first Lishna, but now they're not going to be kashas, now they're going to be rayas, but the Gemara is going to come up with the same conclusion. Just like in the first Lishna of the Gemara, the kashas weren't kashas, in the second Lishna of the Gemara, the rayas are not rayas. So this will be able to go through a little bit more quickly, because it's literally chazara from what we just said. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Lishna, well, Rabbi Yosef, if they can have him, the only time that Allah is true, that noisin oleh, chumre chayim, chumre mesin, that's if it's a bezdin, and the reason is, Rashi says, because they take Shoichat, Abai is Taino in the first Lishna. And being that they take Shoichat, so it's for that reason he doesn't have a Cheskes Meis. Hagam, he's on death row. Avul Bebezin Shal Yisrael. But as it relates to Bezin Shal Yisrael, Kivin the Nafik Leidina Liktan Liktan. Once they already paskin that this person is Chayiv Misa, at that point, we assume for sure he's a Gavri Ketola. Now you'll ask me, what about the idea of maybe they found a Meschos? Which is really what Abaya's taina is. Might as well see it inside. Omale Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. Bezin Shal Yisrael Nami Efshe D'Chazul Leischusa. How do you know that they're not going to find the schus? Rabbi Yosef answered, Ki Chazul Leischusa Mekame Delik Mardina Basik Mardina Sulei Chazul Leischusa. It's true, Bezin Shal Yisrael, they go so far out of their way, V'Tzilu Eida, to come up with anything that can come up to save a person's life. If you remember the last Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Makis, Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, if I sat on a Sanhedrin, nobody would ever get killed. All the different things that and tachbulois that Batei Dinim would taka come up with to make sure nobody was going to get killed. But once already there's a Gemara Din, then it's already fafalan. And the oimik is pashet. The oimik is that being that they worked so hard until the Gemara Din to come up with an Eitza, if there's a Gemara Din, obviously there's nothing you can come up with. And it's for that reason, by Bezin Shalev Dekachavim, yeah, we're concerned that maybe they're being Mekabel Shoichat. However, as it relates to Bezin Shal Yisrael over there, there's nothing to be concerned about, because if there's a Gemara Din, then obviously everything that had to happen happened. Bottom line is, what's Yosef's Akimta? His Akimta is that it's dafka by a Bezin Shalev Dekachavim that we give him both chumras. But by Bezin Shal Yisrael, for sure he has a din as a gavrik tol. Emes ayeh leilachar, have a raya. Kol mag mashiyam dushnai b'yem rib idan. Shplein shnik mardin bebezin ploini. The ploini, the ploini eid, of two eid, the mokin the bezin. And they say, we know that we were in a bezin, and this ish ploini, this person was living in your kehila, he's davening in your minyanim. I'm telling you, there was already a gman din on this person, he was chayv misa. U ploini eid. So what's the halacha? Reza a yeharek. He's chayv misa. It's no different than if two eidim would say that this person did an aver for which he's chayv misa. Aye, maybe they found the schos. Oh, must be like Rav Yosef. That Rav Yosef said that ki chazul le schus migamadulig mardina. But basig mardina sula chazul le schus, but the gman says, you have no raya from there, because it could be being that the person was bereach, so there's already a glaim ledover, there's an umdana that he's guilty, otherwise why do you run away? Elamai, you can't bring a raya from there. If somebody heard Bezin Shal Yisrael saying about a certain person that he was mace, he was nerag, yes, he was ishtoi, that loch is his wife's not allowed to get married, mikum mantris and shalev dikechav, and mishplaini mace, mishplaini nerag, but let's hear it from those chevra, oh, yes, he was ishtoi, so the Gemara says, my mace or my nerag, what does this mean? Lema mace, mamish, venerag, mamish, dikavasa gabriel dikechav, and my albiasi was ishtoi. Why then, if you heard it from Ovdikechav, is that loch that his wife's not allowed to get married? You don't believe the Ovde Kechavim, for Eidos Ishab, the Masiach Levitumai, Hakaim Melon Kol Masiach Levitumai, Hey Muni Mehemdile. Elalav, you have to say, albeit it's a shtickel doichik, that mace means not that he died, but he was a yoitzalamus. Venerag means he was a yoitzalahari. And what does the Bryson say? Viktani bebezin shay Yisrael, Yasiyo is ishtoi. Why Yasiyo is ishtoi? Because we assume for sure that the man's dead. I the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he gets chumre chayim and chumre masons, like we spoke at in the first Lishnah. Must be that it's only true for a bezin shalay v'kechavet, not a bezin shay Yisrael. It's a riot to Rabbi Yosef said in the Lishnah Basra. But the Mar says, no, loyla mace, mamish, venerag, mamish, loyla. This price has no shaykhus to our sugya. Because when it says mason, it says nerag, it means literally mason nerag. You ask me a kasha, then why is it if the Ovdik Echavim said mason nerag that they're not believed? Ivan Masich Lefitume, they shouldn't be believed. For Kabbalah and the Chom Masich Lefitume, Emuni Mehemni, Hanimilim and Musa Le Shaykhavi, that's only if it's Musa Le Shaykhavi, Abba Musa Le Shaykhavi, Abdi Lachzuget Shakrayo. It's true that Neman, Masich Levituma, Eidos Isha, etc., etc. But that's only if they have no vested interest. Here they have invested interest to inflate the numbers of how many people they executed, and as a result, they're not going to have any Nemanis. But the bottom line is, this concludes the first part of the daf, which was Rabbi Yosef's comment on the Mishnah, on 1/6 of the Mishnah. What was his comment? So, two Lashonis in the Gemara. Either the Kimta was that the Mishnah that says Yotze Lihorek, he gets Chumrei Chaim Chumrei Mason is talking Dafka Bebezdin Shal Yisrael, or Fakir, it's talking Dafka Bebezdin Shal Ovdei Kechavim. We thought that maybe there was some indication from Brises, Lakanu Lakan, and Hatzad Ashava between the two Lashonis is there's no Kashas in Rabbi Yosef, there's no Rayas to Rabbi Yosef. What we're left with is Rabbi Yosef's Oikimta. Either way, moving along, again, sugyas that are Oimed Birumo Shalaylam, we can't emphasize this enough, but again, we do what we do. Maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. Somebody brings a get be'eretz Yisrael. What's the significance of being a mevi get be'eretz Yisrael? You don't have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. Mevi get medina sayam, you always have that wrinkle that the shliach has to wear two hats. He's a shliach, but he's also an aide. He's also going to be the one that is going to testify in court that either the get is a kosher get, l'rabba, or that the edem are kosher edem, l'rabba u'l'rabba. But a mevi get be'eretz Yisrael, he's just a good old-fashioned shliach. He's a shliach la'ilacha. Okay, what happened with Chala? And he became ill. And the significance is he can't follow through with his shliach. It says, Mishnah hareza mishalcha b'yadach. If he wants to appoint another shliach, this is something that he's allowed to do. Vim amalei toy li heimenu chefetz pleni. Let's say the mishaleach told the shliach that I want you to go to my wife. I want you to give her this get. However, when you give her the get, take from her chefetz pleni. There's a certain pekadin, there's something that she has, that's mine, and I want you to take it from me. Then the halach is, lo yishalchen b'yad acher. That throws off this whole shlichus, and then the shliach can't be oisa shliach, the Gemara is going to explain this, and the reason is, she'en ritzoynoi, she'ehe pekdoin b'yad acher. Because although it's possible that the mishaleach has no problem with the shliach being oisa shliach, but being that there's some money involved over here, there's a pekadin, how do you know the mishaleach was okay with this person he doesn't know being the shomer of his pekadin? So the shliach l'hoilacha, he was memana, so he told him, I want you to be a shliach l'hoilacha, and also you'll be the shomer pekadin, you'll bring back the pekadin. But this next person, so to make the next person a shliach l'hoilacha l'gerishin, that we don't have a problem with, but that he should be a shomer pekadin, there's a svara of ein ritzoinoi sheyehei pekdoinoi biyadacha, and it's for that reason that's not going to be okay. So this Mishnah, in short, just told us the halacha of shliach l'hoilacha shliach, which sounds like a big halacha, and it is a big halacha. And really, the makar is mishnayis, mesecht is getting daf chav tes. The first mishnah is the mishnah we just learned. The second mishnah is the mishnah we're going to learn momentarily. But the bottom line is the halacha is shliach oisa shliach. So somebody made a shliach to go be megarish asishto a shliach lahalacha. Says the mishnah, if that shliach wants to be oisa shliach, this is something he's allowed to do. Stating that, if you look carefully at the mishnah didn't just say that if the shliach wants to make another shliach, he can do it. The Mishnah added one word, which seems like an important word. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael v'chala. If the shliach got sick, then he can make another shliach. Rashi says the significance of chala is that he's an oynas, the first Rashi in the Gemara. And it sounds like only then, if there's an oynas, does the shliach have the ability to be oysa shliach. But if there wouldn't be an oynas, then you would not have this halacha, and that is going to be the topic of the first part of the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana said, Cholotnan, that when the Mishnah said that I maybe get Eretz Yisrael, Hareza Mishalcha B'yadachar, it's only if he was Cholafet, Gemar Pshita, Cholotani. What was Rav Kahana's Chiddush? That's what the Mishnah says. Gemara says, I would have thought, that although Avada Cholotani, but not Cholotnan, meaning, even though the Mishnah says Cholot, but maybe it's Lav Dafka, and the only reason the Mishnah said Cholot was Urcha de Milsakatani. Sometimes, Dibur HaKasa B'Loshan Hoifer, and Dibur HaTana B'Loshan Hoifer. We just talk about cases that are regular cases. Why would a Shlich be Oysa Shlich? Because he got lazy? It's not Mistaber. Chazok HaShliach HaYisa Shlichusa. So probably because there was an oinus of some sorts. And therefore, maybe that's why the Mishnah said Chala. But not because in Halacha, the only time Shliach HaYisa Shlichusa is because there's an oinus, Kamash Malon. That's what Rav Kahana was coming to be Mechadish. Then when the Mishnah says Chala, it's Chala Tanah. It has to be that way. Zok Tegemar. Hey, Chidon. I need a little more information, says the Gemara, about the exact case. What was the exact lashon that the Mishaleach told the Shliach when he told him, be a Shliach Leilach? The Gemara says like this, if he told him, Hoylech, I want you to deliver the get to my wife. Hoylech miloshon Shliach Leilach. Right, if that's what he said, then I don't see why you would have a Havamina, maybe that the only time the shliach should be able to be oyster shliach is if he's chala. Why should it be tali and chala? If he said hoylich, what does hoylich sound like? I just want you to finish the deal. Just get it done. This is a result-driven geschäft. So if that's the case, if that's what he said, then why would Rav Kahana say chala tran, and why is this tali and chala? I don't think it should be tali and chala. He normally at hoylich. And if he told him, maybe not just hoylich. He didn't vaguely say deliver it, but he said at. He added that one word, at. I want you to be the one to do it. Then after l'chol and ami loy, then l'chayra just came around that he's an oynis. Who cares that he was chol? At the end of the day, the shlichus was that you should do it and nobody else. The irav shimon gamliel. And if you're going to tell me, I hear the mishnah's rav shimon ben gamliel, and somehow that's going to answer this question. After l'chol and ami loy, even if he's chol, still it shouldn't work. So what's this hoylech at? And who's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? The Gemara says the Tanya. All of this is clear in the Braisa. If somebody says to a shliach, I want you to be hoylech, right? That's the key word. This get to my wife. I raise a mishalcha b'yadacha. The halach is shliach slice to shliach. At hoylech gets al ishti. If a man would tell a shliach, I want you to be the one to bring the get to my wife, I raise a loy shalcha b'yadacha. He said the word at. It sounds like you can't make another shliach. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, benkach hu benkach. It doesn't matter if he said hoylech or if he said at. The halach is ein hashliach ois shliach. You're never allowed to be. The bottom line is, from the Braisa, you see that what it depends on is, number one, do you hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel on the Chachamim? And number two, did you say Hoylech or did you say At? But there's no remez, ben benoish on remez, to Chala. And the way Rav Kahana understood the Mishnah, that when it says Chala, it means literally Chala. Kamash Malan, not Dibra Atana B'lashon Oiva, but it has to be Chala. So, L'chura, how does Rav Kahana, as I came to the Mishnah, reconcile with the Braisa? Now, to be clear, Mishnah doesn't have to stim with a Braisa. But the Mishnah at face value didn't necessarily contradict the Braisa. It's Rav Kahana's Ikimtin, the Mishnah, that's causing the Mishnah to contradict the Braisa. That's almost tantamount to an Amir going Keneged a Braisa. It's not Mamish the same thing, because he has a Tana de Messiah, Leishtikl, but at the same time, it's almost the same thing. So, Freit the Gemara Kashim, Rav Kahana, you're making this grace Ikimtin in the Mishnah. L'chura, based on that, I have now a Mishnah that contradicts a braisa that has a whole bunch of different variables. It seems to me very, very dachuk. And the Gemara gives three mahalchim how you can make this work, even with Rav Kahana's oikim. The Iba Yosema, you could tell me, hoylech. The Mishnah's talking about where he said hoylech. Aye, what's the kasha from the braisa, it sounds like, that if somebody would say hoylech, talach is shliach, hoys is shliach, even if he wasn't chal, no, but who the chal? Rav Kahana will make the same exact oikim that he made in the Mishnah, in the braisa. Now, when the braisa says, if you say hoylech, shliach, hoys is shliach, it's talking about the case of the Mishnah. It's talking about where he was chal. This is ironic, because this is a case where the Mishnah was wordier than the braisa. Here, the Mishnah added chal. The Braisa didn't add chala. But the bottom line is, maybe that's why it's a little bit dachuk. But Rav Kahana will tell you that the Oikimta of the Mishnah is the Oikimta of the Braisa. It's dafka where it's chala. And Anachanami, it's only when he said hoylech. Or you could say, at hoylech. Really, the Mishnah is talking about where he said at hoylech. The chala shani. However, even though in the Braisa you see that where you say at alach is shliach is einois is shliach, but the Braisa is talking about where he wasn't chala, as if he sees mavur in the braisa. The Mishnah, however, is talking about where he was chala, and when he's chala, there, even when you say at talach is shliach is shliach, v'ibay same or along the same theme, it's really the same teretz. You could say Reb Shimon Gamliel v'chala shani. The oilam, the time of the Mishnah could even be Reb Shimon Gamliel, who seems to take this very strong position. Benkach hu benkach. The feel of that term is you can never be Yosef Shliach. No, the time of the Mishnah could be Rav Shimon Gamliel. I, Rav Shimon Gamliel, said Benkach or Benkach. But like we just said, that whole price is talking about where he wasn't Chalo. Could be once he's Chalo, once he's an Oynes. Over there, it's going to be different. So one thing is clear, that there is a Svara, at least in the world, to say that Shliach is a Noise Shliach. However, if the Shliach Rishon is an Oynes, then already everything changes. Then Shliach is Oysa Shliach. Either way, Vaitet. We learned in our Mishnah, maybe get Beretz Yisrael v'Chalo. Ha-reizim ha-shalcha b'yad achar. So if someone's maybe get Beretz Yisrael, and then he became sick, according to Rav Kahana, Dafka, if he became sick, if he's an Oynes, so what's the Loch? Ha-reizim ha-shalcha b'yad achar. But the bottom line is shliach is a shliach, right? That's the short takeaway from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "V'reminu." I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Amar l'shnayim, if somebody would go over to two people and he would say, "Tnu get le ishti," I want you to give a get to my wife. Now, this man, Rashi says, didn't even write a get yet. He just went over to him and said, Tnu get l'ishti. Or he goes over to three people and he says, L'shloisha kisfu get l'tnu l'ishti. There he spoke a little more and he said, I'm not giving you a get, but I want you to write a get and then take the get and give it to my wife. So the halach is in both of these cases, hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They're yichtavu, they're supposed to write the get, the yitnu, and then give the get. Now the nuances of this Mishnah we'll learn likama. We just need one thing. It sounds like that they themselves are the ones that have to do it. Hare elu yichtavu. It sounds like they need to do it. Inu in avu shliach loy. The Gemara's kash is, if shliach, so it's a shliach, so why can't they appoint the shliach to do it on their behalf? That's the Gemara's kash. Our Mishnah, shliach is ois a shliach, and over there it sounds like hare elu, these chevre themselves, the two or the three, all the nuances, they have to be yichtavu v'yitnu. L'chayr, if shliach, so it's a shliach, why can't they appoint the shliach to do it for them? Amr Abayas said, there it's different. In our Mishnah, speak it out al peh, first, we're talking about a shliach loylacha. A man gave a shliach a get, and he said, be a shliach loylacha to be megarish as ishti. In that Mishnah, the husband is appointing shluchim to write the get first, and then to give the get. So the shlichus is for two things. It's for ksivas aget, and it's also for nezinas aget. It's also a shliach loylacha. Said Abaya, when do we say shliach is a shliach? That's if all the shlichus is to give the get. However, if the shlichus is for the ksivas aget as well, over there it's going to be different. Hasam hainu taimo. There the reason is, mishum bezoyin debal. It's based on a bezoyin debal. Meaning, if the shluchim are going to go now and go over to someone else and say, can you do me a favor? Can you please write a get? Who's getting divorced? Ploini. He wants to be megarish as ishtai. So why do you need me to write a get? Because I can't isht. He's a lo yuchel. It's not something that he knows how to do. So it could be it's going to be a little bit of a bizayin. So you as a shliach don't have a right to assume that the husband is okay with another person knowing that he's not so versed in ksivas aget, and therefore, else the sensitivity, like the hilchas shmiras haloshen. It's for that reason that you can't go ahead and be meman another shliach. But over here, where's the kpeid de baal? The fact that he asked someone else to give the get, I don't see where there would be a kpeid de baal, and being that it's not mistaber that the there would be a kpeid de baal, so therefore there's no reason that the shliach shouldn't be able to be oisa shliach. So Abaye said, what's the chilek? The chilek is the shlichas for ksivas aget, or is the shlicha for mesiras aget? Rava said alumnus. Abaye said a svara, kpeid de baal, no kpeid de baal. Rava said alumnus that's marish alumnus, and that is mishum de mili ninu. There's a fundamental difference between the two shlichuses. To make a shliach to write a get is a shlichas of mili. Umili loy memsrin l'shliach. And when it comes to mili, then there's already a svara of mili loy memsrin l'shliach. So when a shliach is a shliach, that's for mesiras aget, because mesiras aget is not mili. As opposed to ksivas aget, that's mili. And when it comes to mili, mili loy memsrin l'shliach. So what exactly does mili mean? So Rashi says, it's kedai to see Rashi inside. Dibra maschel rava omar, in the middle of the omar. Hasam hainu taimu. The reason by ksivas aget, the shliach can't be oisa shliach, is the leimashvu shliach, shalei masalehem ela dvarim. Because over there, what was the shlichus? The shlichus is dvarim ba'alma. Ve'em bedvarim koyach, liyois choizim v'nem sarim la'acher. If the whole shlichus is words, mili ba'alma, mili leimamsarim l'shliach. There's no shliach oisa shliach where it's dvarim ba'alma. Avol get is be meshasha choizim v'nem sar. However, as it relates to a get, where there's a cheftza, there's a physical, tangible thing that you're holding, over there it could be choizim v'nem sar. So this Gemara is one of the Makaris and Shas to the concept of mili leimamsarim l'shliach. And it's pretty clear from the Gemara, if you misbind it for a second, the limitation to Mila Memsur L'Shech. I mean, there's a cloud that says Mila Memsur L'Shech, which at first value sounds like you can't make someone a shliach to do Mili Ba'alma. But that's not true. You could make a shliach to do Mili Ba'alma. Mili Memsur L'Shech is a halacha in the sugi of shliach ha'is a shliach. And what it says is that although if I make a shliach to do something, that shliach could be meman or another shliach, but that's only true if there's a cheftza involved. There's a piece of paper. There's something tangible. There's a meister of some sorts. If, however, the shlichus was a mili ba'alma, then not. What does that mean? Meaning, if when the mishaleach appointed the shliach, he gave him something, then it's not mili. But if when the mishaleach appointed the shliach, he didn't give him something, he just instructed him to do something, Even, just to be clear, if what the shlich himself is going to do is going to be a maisa, but if the minui shlichus, the bond, the energy between mishaleach and shliach is just through mili, there's nothing physical, there's nothing lamaisa, so then we say that that shlichus is not something that can give itself over. Why? So there's big lumdus here, but the bottom line is that's the basic rule of mila and from l'shliach. So the Gemara says, Meyerding, as it relates to our Mishnah, where we're dealing with a shlich, loylocha, maybe get, so over there there's a physical get. So somebody made a shlich to deliver a get, that shlich could be always a shlich. But when you're dealing with ksivas a get, what was the shlichus? Do it, me a favor, and write the get for me. Being that that's what the shlichus was, so that shlichus is only mili, and because that shlichus is only mili, so over there, there's no halacha of mila memsur l'shlich. Now, the way we just explained mila memsur l'shlich is Rashi. Rashi here alatar. But the emes is in the Rishonim, it's mavur, there's another pshat, the ktsois in Simin, Reish Mem Dalid, he brings the Shitas HaMardchai, that the Mardchai says that when do we say, what is mila memsur l'shlich? It's when this thing itself that you instructed the shliach to do is not the gemar hadavar. So when the shlichus was for the gemar hadavar, so then we say that the halacha is that mili, it's not considered mili. If, however, the shlichus itself is not being gemar the davar, right? It's not the hashlomah so inyan, that's when something is considered mili. So shlichus for ksivas aget is just a piece of paper. Now you have to do the mesiris aget, for kosav lo, and then v'nasam v'yodo. So it's only a chatzi dover. On a chatzi dover, over there, it's considered mili, and that's when you have the halacha that you don't say shlich, is a shlich. If, however, the thing itself is being mashed from the inyan, such as the mesiris aget, so it's not tolian whether or not the mishalech gave something to the shliach, but rather what it's tolian is this being goymer the dover, or is this not being goymer the dover. The big nafkamina that the achreinim talk about is what would be if the isha makes a shliach the kabbalah. So not the man making a shliach lelocha, that's what we're talking about, but the isha would make a shliach the kabbalah. Is there going to be a mili lememser in the shliach or not? If you need something physical, like Rashi said, there was no get, the man's the one that gives the get to the shliach lelocha. But the Isha doesn't give the get to the Shlich HaKabbalah. If, however, the Yisoy, the Mila Memshul, the Shlich is this the final thing? So just like by the Shlich Lailach, it's the final thing, so too as it relates to the Shlich HaKabbalah, this would be the final thing as well. This is all the Ketzoy, Simi, Reish, Mandala, Dvar, Matikim, and Be'ez Hashem will get into it when we learn Parak Omer. That's where the real sugya is, of Mila Memshul, the Shlich. But the bottom line is, we have two terutzim to this kasha. From our Mishnah, it's Mashma, not Mashma, it's Mefurish, that the Lach is Shlich HaKabbalah, Shlich. Yet there's a Mishnah later in the Masechta where it's Mevur, that you don't say Shlich HaKabbalah. What's the chilik? The chilik is that one is talking about a shliach loylocha for the venasam biyada, and the other one is talking about a shliach for ksivas aget. Why is that an afkamina? Abai said like a balabatish asfara. For here there's a kpeda de bal, for here there's smoke kpeda de bal. Rava said very much not a balabatish asfara. He said a lomdish asfara. In the Mishnah, it's not mili. In the Mishnah later, it's mili, and mili is loymemser and lishliach. So the Gemara says, my beinayu, what would be the afkamina? It could be nayu shliach matano. What would be if somebody made a shliach to write a shtar matano? Could that shliach be oisah shliach, or could he not be oisah shliach? According to Abaya, that's mishum kpeda de baal. So over here, there's no kpeda de baal. Why is there no kpeda de baal? So Rashi says the only time there's kpeda de baal is when we're dealing with the get isha, because it's the husband's responsibility to write the get. Teru says v'kasa. So being that he has to write the get, therefore there's like a shtickle b'zoynus here. Why are you not writing the get yourself? As opposed to by a shtar matana, where really it's al dasa meschaya. It's the person that's receiving the matana, he's the one that is supposed to write the shtar matana, and it's for that reason over there, what's the kleid about? He's not necessarily supposed to write it anyways, ain rashi, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. If, however, the issue is shmili, the same mili you have ksivas again, you would have for ksivas shtar matana, and the Gemara says, in fact, this nafkamina is really a age-old machloikis, a machloikis of the first generation of Amayroim, who beplukta the Rav and Shmuel. The Rav, Rav said, Matana ain't a get. That a Matana is not like a get as it relates to Mili, Vishmulam, and Matana Rei Kaget, in the Sugi of Shliach HaShliach. And really, what's Italian? It's Italian how exactly you reconcile the steer between the two Mishnayas. Do it like Abaya? Do you do it like Rav? Moving back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that if someone made someone a shliach loylocha to bring a get Eretz Yisrael and he got sick, so what's the halacha? I raise a mishalcha biyadacha. Shliach is a shliach. But then there's a sefer to the Mishnah. V'im amar loy, if the mishaleach told the shliach, toili heimeno chefetz ploini, I want you to bring back a pekodin that my wife has, then lo yishalchen biyadacha. That changes the whole story. And the reason is, she'en retzoyin ishebik doina biyadacha. Because mechateisa, he wants this other shliach to be his shomer pekodin. Zok tegemar. Amar ishlokish v'ishlokish said, kan shonu rebbe. This last part of the Mishnah really didn't have to be here. But Rebbe did something that he very often did. And that is, what Rebbe did was, Rebbe went and Rebbe told us, Agav Urchi Kamash Malon, that there's a svara of Ein Ritzoyna Sheyehe Pekdoyna Be'adacha, and therefore we learn from here a very important halacha. Halacha not Hilchas Gerishin. Ein Ashoil Rashoi Lahashol, Ein Asoicha Rashoi Lahaskel. If somebody borrows something from somebody else, could he lend it to somebody? If somebody rents something from somebody else, can he lend it or rent it to somebody? The answer is no. How do I know that? I know from this Mishnah. I know it because Rebbe taught us the klal of Ein Ritzoyna Sheyehe Pekdoyna Be'adacha, and Reish Lakish said that's the only reason that Rebbe taught us this halacha right here. Because Agav Urchi Kamash Malon, that's the derech of Rebbe, to teach me halachas, even though really they have no shaykhs to what it is we're learning. Now the emes is that Reish Lakish is saying a chiddush. The reason Reish Lakish is saying a chiddush is because Reish Lakish is trying to teach us is that there's no nafgamin in Hilchas Gerishin from the Seif of the Mishnah. We're going to see in a minute Rabbi Yochanan is going to be chaylik. And it's just kedai to speak it out right away. Because there could have been a havamina that there is a nafgamina. How so? If someone, a husband, gives a shliach a get, and he says, be megarish my wife. And then the shliach is, and he says, when you be megarish her, I want you to bring back the pekat. And then it was always a shliach, and the shliach went, and he executed the shlichos. You could think that being that Ein Ritzoyna Sheyehe Pekdoyna Be'adacha, so therefore, although shliach is a shliach, but over here, being that he didn't have a right to make a shliach, so therefore the halacha is going to be that the shlichus of the gerushin is not going to be chal, and the man is not going to be divorced. Kamash malon reish lakish, that's the punchline. Kan shana Rebbe, ein ashoi rashoi lahashvi, ein asoi rashoi lahashvi. That's all Rebbe was trying to teach us. That was his point. And don't make that mistake. There's no gerushin afkamina lahalacha. Because in the event that the shlich would be oisa shlich, and he would violate this principle of ein ritzoyna sheyehe pekdoyna be'adachar, that's fine. It's a problem. But at the same time, v'asas negei the gerushin, l'maisa shliach as oisa shliach, and therefore would be... So the only thing that Rebbe was teaching us here was that halach. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan, said, zu afilu tinoik shabbos rabim yoydan oisa. This, even the tinoik shabbos rabim, no. Rebbe wouldn't have to teach it to us, not here or not elsewhere either. There's no way that Rebbe felt it important to throw in this halach. Elo, you know why Rebbe told it to us? Just the opposite of what Reish Lakish said, because there is a nafke mina la aloch in Hilchas Gerishin, and the reason is because zimnin de gita nami lo yhavo, because it's possible zimnin. Notice the word zimnin. The Gemara is going to be medayik what that word means. That sometimes in a situation like that, where a man made a shliach and he said bring back a pekadon, and then he was ois the shliach. Now loch is the gerushin wouldn't be a gerush. Meaning sometimes it would, sometimes it wouldn't. Why would it sometimes not be? Then asa kimisha amalei al tegarusha el bebayis v'gesha baliyah. Because we look at it as if he made a tenai in the shlichos, where he said, I want you to be megarish, but I want you to do it in the house and not in the aliyah. Or al tegarusha el bemin, I want you to give the get with your right hand, v'gesha b'smile. And he went ahead and gave with the left hand. These are all good tenai. I mean, if he wants to do it, he has every right to do it. And being that over here he said that I want you to be tulihe menu chayfetz ploini, we look at it as if it was actually a tanai, and if it was a tanai, the gerushin is not chal, and that's why it's here in this mishnah, in this halacha right here. Now Rabbi Yochanan said zimnin. Even Rabbi Yochanan acknowledged that there's a gerushin nafkamina lalacha, but only sometimes. So what is the zimnin? So the Gemara says like this, the kuliyam, everybody agrees, heichu the nafkala ape. Let's say the shliach was oisa shliach, and then this shliach sheni went to the woman, the yavalei chayfetz, and she gave him the chayfetz. V'hadash shakla minei gita, and then she took the get. Kula amalei pligi, everybody agrees, the gita ma'al yahava, that the get, in that instance, would be a get. So if she gave him the chayfetz, so he's only on to the chayfetz, and then afterwards he gives the get, there's no shaila in the world that this is going to be fine. Meaning even Rabbi Yochanan, who's willing to entertain, zimnin, maybe there's a possibility that if there was a stipulation of some sorts, bring back the chayfetz, and therefore it should be a problem, but not in this case. Not if she gave the shliach the chayfetz, and then afterwards he gave the get. Ki pligi, when would Rabbi Yochanan say is halacha, or teach the words ki pligi? When is there a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in what exactly Rabbi meant in the Mishnah? It's heicha the amalei shkol mino chayfetz, v'hoda havlo gita. It's where the Mishnah told the shliach, I want you to take the chayfetz, and only afterwards give her the get. Meaning, he was very, very clear. He said, first take the chayfetz, then give the get. And Rashi says the reason he might have said that was, and the reason we could assume that there's some kpeda that he wants it to be that way, is because it could be he's not willing to give it again unless he gets the chayfetz. So he said, shkol mino chayfetz, if she's willing to give you the chayfetz, then I'll give you the get. If not, she's not getting the get. V'ozal iyu, and then he went, v'yav lo gito, he gave the get. V'hadr shalka mino chayfetz, and then afterwards he took the chayfetz. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says it's going to be possible. Why? Because he went out of order. And it would be a problem if the shlich
Rishon would have done this, because that's what he told them. Toli man of chayfetz means don't give the get until you give the until you receive the chayfetz. The kol shekein b'shluchay, and then certainly b'shliach would be an issue. B'shlokish machshav b'shluchay. B'shlokish says it would be okay if the shliach did if a kol shekein by. Meaning, no, I don't think there's a tenai over here. I don't think that's the way we psychoanalyze what the mishleach meant. He just meant bring the chayfetz and then a chenami. It's not okay for you to bring the chayfetz back because but that we should look at it as a tenai, that's already something that you're not going to be able to do. But the bottom line is that's this machloikis. The machloikis is there a nafkemina la halacha with regards to a man that tells a shliach toili hemenu chayfetz ployni that lo yishlachen about acha, and if he goes ahead and does it, the shlichus is not going to be chal, or is there no nafkemina halacha? According to Reish Lakish, there's no gerushin nafkemina. It's just not, you should know. The gerushin would be gerushin, but you're not allowed to bring the chayfetz back, because there's a svara, ein ritzoin yishay pektoin biadacha. According to Rabbi Yochanan Zimnin, there are times that this could actually be a problem, and as a result, the Mishnah was taught not just to teach me halacha in Hilchus Pekadin, but to teach me halacha also in Hilchus Gerushin. Incidentally, Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on this Gemara, he asks Akashi, Blaib Sarachin. He says he doesn't understand that why it's so pasha to the Gemara that as it relates to the Tul Heimenu Chayfetz part of the Mishnah, there's a svar of Ein Ritzoyne Shea Pekdoyne Biadacher. Or Bevas Negei, the Get Alein, you don't say Ein Ritzoyne Shea Pekdoyne Biadacher. Kvegs Tzorchi, doesn't know why. If there's a svar that if a person told a Shliach, go bring back a certain Chayfetz that I have, he has no right to take that Chayfetz and give it to somebody else. Because it's like an umdenov. You have to get permission before you take someone's item and give it to somebody. So why in shliach is a shliach is different? Every shliach is a shliach. Man gives a shliach a get. How does the shliach have a right to take the get and give it to another shliach? Maybe there's a svar of in ritzoinoi sheyehe pikdoinoi biadacha. What's the pekadon? The get. The get's a pekadon. The get's a very valuable thing. It's expensive. You had to pay the sofer. Right, it's not a bilagazach. Why is that any less of a pekadon? And Rekidega says that in Svara, I can hear it should even be worse. You know why? Because what happens if somebody is a shomer pekadon and he takes the pekadon and gives it to somebody else, and then something happens? Geneva, aveda, oinsen, there's going to be chiyuvim. The shliach sheni will be chayiv. At the very least, the shliach rishon will be chayiv. There's going to be some recourse. But Rabbi Kiveger says that the halacha is that there's no chiyuve shmira when it comes to shtaris. And being that there's no chiyuve shmira when it comes to shtaris, over here if the get gets lost, you can mamish stand on your head. There's nobody to even go after for recourse. So said Rabbi Kiveger, I can hear that ein ritzoinoi, shnei pektoni biyadach is more of a svara when it comes to a gadisha. Aba hamia, why not? Kiveger muches very, very much. Either way, so the Mishnah Amar Aleph said the halacha of shliach is a shliach specifically regarding a mevi get be'eretz Yisrael. So a mevi get be'eretz Yisrael. The chola, Rav Kahana said dafka chola, hareis mishalcha biyad acha. The next Mishnah is going to discuss a mevi get mi medinas hayom v'chola. So the Mishnah mevi get medinas hayom v'chola. See, what's the significance of the fact that he was a mevi get medinas hayom? Now already has to say. So it says the Mishnah, Oysa Shliach, he can make another Shliach, but here the Allah is different a little bit. Bebezdin. The second Shliach that he's going to make, he has to make Bebezdin. Umeshalchoi, and he could send that other Shliach. So if you notice, there's some issues and questions regarding the proper Girsa. For starters, some have the Girsa, Oysa Shliach, Bebezdin. Meaning, this Shliach can make another Shliach, he just has to make it in Bezdin. Or it's oisa bezdin shliach. You make bezdin themselves the shliach. But the bottom line is you're oisa shliach in bezdin. Well, bezdin is the one that makes the shliach. You make the shliach in bezdin. But keep it simple. You're oisa shliach be bezdin. And then this second shliach could do his thing. And why are you doing it in bezdin? And that's really the segue, the next line. The difference is that if someone's maybe get Beretz Yisrael, all you are is a shliach. You don't have to say b'fanai nechtav. As a result, it doesn't have to be in Bezdin. However, if someone is maybe get the Medina Sayyam, then already has to say b'fanai nechtav. And because he has to say b'fanai nechtav, so there already it has to be done dafke in Bezdin. Zok the Mishnah, the ain shliach achrin tzorek shiyam b'fanai nechtav. The shliach achrin, this last shliach that's going to actually deliver the get, he does not have to say b'fanai nechtav, because it was said already. The first shliach said it. Elo oimer, you know what he says? Shliach Bezdin ani. Meaning, this get came from Medina Sayyam. Look at the names of the cities, look at our show. We know this get came from Medina Zayah. So, Hamivik Evadina Siyam doesn't usually have to sit before an Echtav? Yeah. This Shliach Achim can't say it because he wasn't there when there was a Ksiv and a Chsimo. What he says is Shliach Bezdin Ani. If he says Shliach Bezdin Ani, that in of itself is going to be okay. So again, why are these two different Mishnayos in? I mean, it's the same halacha. Shliach is a Shliach. The reason is because one is talking about a maybe get Eretz Yisrael, the other is a maybe get Medina Sayam. Isn't that a semantic? No, that's the whole beginning of Masechtas Gittin. In one case, you have to say before a Nechtav, the other case, you know. How does it play itself out in this Shaila? The Mesira between Shliach l'Shliach, literally the passing of the torch, does that have to happen in Dafkin Bezdin? A maybe get Medina Sayam would have to do it in Bezdin because of the Befanai Necht of Knech. As opposed to a maybe get Barrett Sinsrol, he would not have to do it in Bezdin. Zachtimar, Amalei Rabbanon Avimi Brei de Rabavo. The Rabbanon told Avimi, the son of Rabavo, Bomi name Rabavo. They said, ask Rabavo the following question. Shliach, the Shliach, Mashvi, Shliach, Oiloi. Shliach, the Shliach. Could he be Mashvi, Shliach, Oiloi? So, could a Shliach Sheni make a Shliach Shlishi? Or could he not make a Shliach Shlishi? So Shliach is a Shliach, that we know. The question is, could the Shliach Sheni, the Shliach of the Shliach, meaning he's the second Shliach already, could he be Mashmi Shliach or not? Amaluhu. So he told him, don't ask this question, it's a silly question. This is what Avimi Breda Rabavo said. Why? Because it's before the Mishnah. Midik Tani, what did the Mishnah say? In a Shliach HaAchroin, the last Shliach doesn't have to say Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. But what was the case? You had a Shliach, he goes to Bezdin, he says, b'fanai nechtav, he gives it over to another shliach. That shliach, l'chure, ostensibly, what the Mishnah is trying to say is, when he now does his thing in the Bezdin, where he's going to give over the get, he won't have to say, b'fanai nechtav. But the Mishnah called him the shliach achron. Why we call him the shliach achron? He's the next shliach. The shliach sheini, maybe. Why the shliach achron? Every word in a Mishnah, especially a Mishnah, is meduyek. So, midik tani ena shliach achron, mechlal de mashvi shliach. It sounds like the Tana Mishnah was Agav Urchi Kamash 1 Kanshon Rebbe that the Shliach Sheni can make a Shliach Shlishi. So he said, don't ask that question. Elikiti Boiluchu. He said, if you want to ask a question, this is the question I would ask. Kimashvi Shliach Bebezdin? Or Yafilu Shloi Bebezdin? If the Shliach Sheni wants to make a Shliach Shlishi, does that also have to be in Bezdin? Meaning the Shliach Rishon has to be in Bezdin when he makes the Shliach Sheni because he has to say Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav. But the second shliach, who is not saying b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam anyway, what's he saying? Shliach bezdin ani. Maybe that doesn't have to be in bezdin. Amrulei. So they told Avimi, b'rei d'rabavo, hanami loy mi bayolon. Once you're making this dig in the Mishnah, I don't think that's a shayla either, because midik tani eloim shliach bezdin ani, being that the shliach achroin, which you're saying is the third shliach even, says shliach bezdin ani, what does that mean? It sounds like he became a shliach in bezdin. Because if he didn't become a shliach in Bezdin, how could he say shliach Bezdin ani? Shliach Bezdin ani means I became a shliach in a way where Bezdin presided over this minu shlichus. So a difel achrin is a diik, then achrin is a diik. If it's a diik and it's a raya that there's a shliach shlishi, then it's also a diik that the shliach sheni can make the shliach shlishi, but only in Bezdin. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Mas Nehach. Rav Nachman Yitzchak had a different version of what this exchange was. Amalei Rabbanu l'Ravimi Rei d'Rabavo. The Rabbanu told Ravimi Rei d'Rabavo. Boi minei Rabavo. Ask Rabavo. Shliach the Shliach. Ki mashvi Shliach bebezdin oy shalei bebezdin. Meaning, they took for granted in this Lishna that a Shliach Sheni can make a Shliach Shlishi. The question they wanted Rabavo to answer was, that Shliach Sheni that's making a Shliach Shlishi, does it have to be in Bezdin or not? Amalusi told him, t'ibor l'chu nashvi Shliach ba'alma. Why are you not asking whether or not a Shliach Sheni could even make a Shliach Shlishi? Amalei, they said, oloi kumi boi yulon detan in a Shliach achroin. That Mishnah said the Shliach Achron doesn't have to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. And from the fact that we refer to him as the Shliach Achron, Michal, the Shliach Mashvi Shliach, obviously he's already the Shliach Shlishi, because otherwise we wouldn't refer to him as the Shliach Achron. So I know from the Mishnah that Shliach Sheni could be Oysa Shliach Shlishi. That's why that's not our question. Eloki kami b'ayilam b'bezden, Oysholei b'bezden, does it have to be b'bezden or not? Amaluhu, anami loyti b'ayilachu. If you feel that when it says in the Mishnah Shliach Achron, that's a raya that there's a Shliach Shlishi, then it's also a raya that has to be in b'bezden, diktoni, Eloi m'shliach b'bezden ani, because being that he says Shliach b'bezden ani, so that's a raya that has to be in b'bezden. Either way, it's the same exact exchange. The question was, what was the question that they wanted to ask, and what were they told that they really should ask? Zok Tumar, Amar Rab. Rab said, Shliach be'eretz Yisrael, oysa kama shluchen. A shliach in Eretz Yisrael could make kama shluchen. Meaning, shliach rishon can make a shliach sheni, a shliach sheni can make a shliach shlishi, and a shliach shlishi can make a shliach revi. This can go on and on and on. Amar Rav Ashi said, stating that, in meis rishon batel kula. If, however, the first person is going to die, meaning the shliach rishon, so then the whole house falls down. Everything, it's a domino effect. So if the Shliach Rishon dies, everything is betelem and mevutalem. Amar Mab Rav Ashi. So Mab Rav Ashi said, Hoda Abba Dikatnusehi. Pella of a line. Mab Rav Ashi said that this, that My father said, Rav Ashi, that Meis Rishon Batul Kulon, he said it when he was a katan.
Why?
It can't be. Because Ilu Meis Baal, Midi Meshasha Ispo, what would happen if the husband would die? It's Pashit, everything would be Batul. If that's the case, what do you see from there?
Kulu Mikoyach Man Ka'asu, Mikoyach Baal Ka'asu.
So obviously, who matters in this story? It's the husband that matters. And if that's the case, isla baal isnu lakunu, leisla baal leisnu lakunu. As long as the husband's alive, everything is going to be fine. So my Rav Ashi heard what Rav Ashi said, and he said, no, this that the Tata said, he said it bikatnusa. He said it when he was a katan. He would have never said it when he was Rav Ashi, because it's a terrible, terrible mistake. How do I know that? Because if the husband would die, everything would be batal. So he said, Meres, what is really important in this incident, in this story, it's the husband. Is he alive or is he not alive? And if that's the case, I don't care really what happens to the shliach. Must be that what he said bekatnusa, and we're going to stop here. So just to be messiah, the daf, with one ha'ara, and really it's a continuation of something that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, in the first parak, and it's definitely something that's core to Masechta's gittin and worth chazering, and that is the k'tzois ha'choshin in Simen Kuf Peiches. So the Ktsois in Simen Kuf Peiches, Sivkot and Beis, he discusses the machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah. That's Negeya, Hilchas Gerushin, and really Dine Shlichus Becha. What happens if somebody makes a Shliach Lohilach? Somebody points a Shliach to divorce his wife. The Nishtata HaMishaleach. And then the Mishaleach becomes a Shaita. So a shaita can't divorce his wife. If a shaita tries divorcing his wife, the gerushin is not going to be a gerushin. It just so happens that this shaita got lucky. Because before he became a shaita, he already appointed a shliach to be megarish's wife for him. The question is, could the shliach now go and execute the shlichus or not? Mitzad echad, being that at the time of the minu shlichus, the Baal was not a shaita, so the minu shlichus was a geheir minu shlichus, and maybe now he can go and fulfill it. Mitzad sheni, right now, the husband's in a matzav where if he wanted to be megarish ishta, he wouldn't be able to. If he wanted to be mamana the shliach this minute, it's not something he'd be able to do. As a result, even though the minu shlichus was done, behechshe, but being that right now he's a shaita, maybe it's something he's not allowed to do. And kiyudua, this was a machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah. The Rambam and Hilchas Gerushin, it's really meduyik in the Rambam holds that this case, if a man would be b'mana shliach v'neshtat, and then he would become a shoita, the halacha is that midai raisa, the shlichus would still be a shlichus. And if the shliach would go and the shliach would be megarish ishtoi, he would execute, the halacha is the shlichus would be chal. Stating that, the Rambam says that midrabbonon you shouldn't do it, gzeira shemu yoimru, that a shoita is able to be megarish ishtoi. But as it relates to midai raisa v'ikir adin, if the shliach wanted to follow through with the shlichus, he'd be able to do it. The Torah is chaylik. And the Torah says that no. That being that right now the mishalech is a shoita, and right now if he wanted to be megarish ishtoi, right now if he wanted to make the minu shlichus, he wouldn't be able to do it. So even though the minu shlichus, he was able to chaparai before he got this shigoyin, but at the same time, right now it's too late, and therefore the shlichus would not be okay. So we spoke out from Rameir Simcha or Samech. The Rameir Simcha said that at the core of this machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah is mamish yisoida chasidus v'shoyrish ha'avoida atmima, as it relates to understanding shlichus. When somebody makes somebody a shliach, does the shliach now become the baldover of this inyan? He gives over full power of attorney to the point that it's the shliach that's the megarish. Or in the case of kedushin, it's the shliach that's the mekadish. The shliach is the one that's buying. The shliach is the one that's selling. Or la'olam, the baldover remains the meshaleach. It's just that there's a chiddush that even though the shliach is not the baldover, his maisa, his vinosan is nechshav keilu the baldover. The baal was the one that was vinosan. Said Rameh Simcha, if you hold that when somebody makes somebody a shliach, the shliach becomes the baal davar. So then there's makom to say that as long as the baal was memana shliach before he became a shaita, even though now he became a shaita, it's a gate mechnishtan. And the reason is because right now the shliach is the baal. And being that he's the baal, koloimar, so therefore he can go weiter with the gerushin. And that's what the Rambam held. The Torah, however, said Rameh Simcha held that there's no such idea, even in the Chiddush of Shlichus, that somebody can make someone else the Baal Dover of Zayin HaGesheft. What you could do is you could say that I want something to happen, your Meisa will be Nechshev as if I did it. If that's the case, when a man makes a Shliach, L'Hailacha, to give a get, the Baal Dover, the Megarish, Avad is the Meshaleach. The Shliach is just the agent. He's the intermediary. It's his Meisa that through the chiddush of Shulchan Shel Adam Kamaisa is going to make the real Baal Davar divorce. But the bottom line is that the Megarish is still the Baal. And being that right now the Baal is a Shaita, and a Shaita can't be a Megarish, so it's for that reason the Torah held that even though the Baal was Nishtata after the Minu Shlichus, still it's going to be a problem. Either way, this is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Torah, Vadvar Matikin. So we spoke out the Ktzois in Simon Kuf Peches, that the Ktzois said that Lachura, this machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah, with Chapsach and Afgamida, had to understand the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph said that if somebody would tell a shliach, ha'oimet, tnu getzele ishti, shtar shichr zele avdi, umeis, lo yitnu la'acham risa. So somebody goes over to a shliach, lo yilocha, and he says, I want you to give shtar zele ishti. And then he dies. So the halacha is, lo yitnu la'acham risa. Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says that it sounds a little bit like the chiddush of the Mishnah is ain't get la'achar misa. And Tais is very bothered with that, because really ain't get la'achar misa is Mishnayis later in the Masechta. It's something like Rav Yochanan said, Zut afilu tenoikin shal beis rabim yoyden oisa. So Tais is much as a little bit. Is that the chiddush? The chiddush is ain't get la'achar misa? Says Tais is no. There's a noise of the chiddush in this Mishnah. The noise of the chiddush is that I would have thought that although ain't get la'achar misa, but over here the husband was mamano shliach while he was still alive. And being that he was mamano shliach while he was still alive, so there's already a new Balaam over here. There's a new person that's going to fulfill the Venasa Miyada. So Sol Kedai Techamina, maybe over here there should be no Enget Lachamisa, Kamash Malon the Mishnah, that still we say Enget Lachamisa. Bottom line is, you have a Mishnah that says that if somebody is Memana Shliach Lohilacha for a get, and then the Mishaleach dies, the Halach is, even though the Minu Shlich has happened while he was alive, still Enget Lachamisa. Shail is, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? What's the Hesper? Tosfos said that this Mishnah was telling me a knage above and beyond and get lachamisa. But what is the kamash malon? What's the beer? Says the Ktzais, l'chura it chapen afgemina. How you have to say over, how to learn a Mishnah, no less, between the Rambam and the Torah. According to the Torah, that says that if somebody makes someone a shliach to give a get, and then he's nishtata, so the halacha is that at that point, the shlichus is batal. So it's pashat why if he dies, the shlichus is batal as well. Because although there was a minu shlichus behechsher, but berega that the mishalech is not shayach anymore, the shlichus is batal. So if there's no shlichus, sermon mele and get lachamisa. You need a bailim to go ahead and to do the venasa biyada. There's no bailim anymore. Ah, he made a shliach, but the bailim is the original husband. The shlichus is batal as soon as he becomes a shaita. The shlichus is batal as soon as he dies, and as a result, the klal is going to be and get lachamisa. A beloit the Rambam said the ktsas. You have to add a knesh. Because the Rambam holds that if somebody would be mamana shliach and then he would become a shaita, the halacha is that he could follow through. He could execute a shlichus. If that's the case, then if the mishalech dies, the halacha should be the same thing. So why then is ein get lachamisa? It says the Ktzais, you have to say that there's a difference between a case where the mishalech becomes a shaita versus when the mishalech dies. When the mishalech becomes a shaita, the ishus is still chai v'kaya. When the mishalech dies, it's not just that the mishalech, the Baal, died. The whole Ishus died. Ishus is a live man and a live woman. But the rega, the man dies, or if the woman would die for that matter, then already the whole Ishus would be batal. And that's why the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, said the Ktzais is different than the case of the Rambam. In the case of the Rambam, there you have an Ishus. You have a husband, you have a woman. The problem is you don't have a Megarish. You don't have a Baal that right now is Bekoyach to Toif Agerishin. On that, the Rambam also, being that there was a Minu Shlichus, and with the Lomdus or a Meisim, so therefore, it's something that's not going to be a problem. The reason in Get Lachamis is now Baal Sefeltin Megarish. Now Baal Sefeltin Shlichus. The Megarish is there, Ki'ilu. The Shlichus is there. But you know what the problem is? The Ishus is not there. Because at the end of the day, I can make a Shlich from today till tomorrow. The Ishus is not between the Shlich and the Isha. The Ishus is Zicha between the Megarish and the Isha. So it's an interesting Zach. You have the Megarish, but you don't have the Ishus. That's the problem. And that's why in Gala Chemisa. And the Ktzai said, B'lashoyne Yazov, Kedarki Bakoydish, that if you look at Rashi, Sai in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and Sai in the Gemara, and Daf Tesal Mebez, where the Gemara brought the Mishnah, in both places, Rashi went out of his way to say that the yisoid of ein get lachamisa. Rashi Gadol was talking about get shichra, but the yisoid of ein get lachamisa is because at this point there's no avdus anymore. At this point there's no issues anymore by extension. And why did Rashi say it? Said the Ktois, because Rashi went like the Rambam. Because Rashi held that mitzad mishaleach, mitzad the shlichos alein, there's no problem. There is a megarish, there is a shlichos. The only issue is that you don't have, where's the, you know, chapsach anaf gemina? Chapsach anaf gemina if it was nishtata mishaleach. But either way, that's just bekitzer nimritz, chazaro of a very important ktsois, the ktsois in Simon Kuf Peches. I found that the Hilgir Sam Soifer in a tshuva, this is in Evena Ezra Chelik Beis, it's tshuva kuf nun. That means we spoke about Tshuva Kuf Nun earlier in Masechtas Gittin. That's where he brings the whole discussion of whether a shoita could do gerushin v'kedushin begad olaymad al gabav. The Neid Yehuda's chiddush and his tshuva to the Chachmei Frankfurt the inkam mekoyim laharach. But that tshuva is a very, very long tshuva, and there's a lot there. A lot negated the sugyas that we're learning here in Masechtas Gittin. And toich dvarav, the Chassam Sofer brings the machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah, and he says verbatim everything that the Ktzayis HaChoshen says. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says, Shuv Matzasi came b'Ktzayis HaChoshen Simen Kuf Peches. He says, I found this all in the Ktzayis HaChoshen Simen Kuf Peches. But then the Chassam Sofer is Moisef. He says as follows. He says, V'lulei de Mistafino. V'lulei de Mistafino, says the Ktzayis, Hav Amina, I would think, the Bahotar Rav Ashi B'Katnuseh. That this Shiloh, this Lumdus, this Machloikis Rambam in the Torah, was the Tos that Rav Ashi made when he was a Katan. I ain't getting Chavtes on the base. What was Rav Ashi's Tos? Rav Ashi said that if you would have a Shliach, that was always a Shliach. Some man made a Shliach, be Megash Asishtoi. And then that Shliach made another Shliach, who made another Shliach. If the first Shliach would die, Mesa Rishon, everything falls. And my Rav Ashi heard what Rav Ashi said, and he said, this, that my father said this, he said this bekatnuse, a very peculiar nusach. But he said what he said bekatnuse. He said, why? Because we don't care what happens to the Shliach Rishon. Was geht mir an? Was geht? Go ahead with the Shliach Rishon. The only thing I care about is what happens to the husband. The Horaya. If the husband would die, it would be bottle. What do you see from there? That the only thing that matters is really the husband. So it says, what did Rav Ashi think? Why did Rav Ashi think that if the Shliach Rishon would die, everything would be bottle? Davis Sfirole. Because Rav Ashi held that Kishem Shem Meis Habal Bottle Ashliach. Shem Mina Be'ez Chiyusai. Hu Adin L'Shoita. Shem Moina Be'ez Chalimusai. Because he held like the Torah. He held that just like the halacha is, that if Mesa Mishaleach in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the halacha is, lo yitnu get lachamisa, the same would be true if he became a shoita. Because the longest of it is not the ktsois. It's not the diyukim in Rashi and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Tes Amud Beis. It's not the way the ktsois understood the Rambam. But rather, the longest of it is that if there's a Mishaleach, so there's a Megarish. And if there's a Megarish, and now there's Machim for Shlichos. But Bereger, the Mishaleach is added a picture. Whether it's because he died or whether he became a Shaita. At that point, the whole Shlichos is bottle. If that's the case, who had in Shliach Rishon? Shemina Shliach Sheni. Umeis, bottle a Minoi. So the whole Minoi is going to be bottle. Because the whole Yisoid of a Shliach is, the Shliach is working for his Mishaleach. His Maisa is like the Maisa of his Mishaleach. So if something happens to the Shliach's Mishaleach, it doesn't matter if it's the Shliach Sheni to the Shliach Rishon or the Shlishi to the Sheni, the Revi to the Shlishi. You're a Shliach of him. So as soon as something happens, the whole thing is going to be bottle. And that's why he held that if the Shliach Rishon dies, so it's all over. Marber Avashi Kivein Ho'emes. But says the Chassam Sofer, Marber Avashi, he didn't make this toss. He was mechavin to the emes. And it's Davke Bebalas Moi. Shemisose Mafkiya Ho'ishos. Like the Rambam, that ain't get lacha miso is the tight shtavka miso. Because avada mitzad the shlichos alein, there's no issue. It's tavka when the mishaleich dies. The problem is not I don't have a megarish. The problem is not that I don't have a shlichos. The problem is there's no issues over here. When is there no issues? If the husband dies, there's no issues. But if the shlich rishon dies, there's not going to be a problem. Meaning, here's the chap. The chap is that shlich oisa shlich. When the Mishaleach dies, is similar to Nishtata HaMishaleach. In the Ktsois's world, we're being mechalik between Nishtata HaMishaleach or Mesa HaMishaleach. Mesa HaMishaleach, everybody holds in Get Lach HaMisa. As opposed to Nishtata HaMishaleach, oh, that's already Wamdis, that's Toyin Dar Sameach, that's the mechalik between the Rambam and the Torah. Abba Zokta Chassam Sofer, I have an afkemina, I have a case where it would be Mesa HaShliach, and it would also be Toluy in the Machloikis Rambam in the Torah. We're in the Lundus of it. If you yored lo oimek adover, it's totally not in meis hamishalech, but rather it's totally in nishtat hamishalech. What's the hechatimtzah? A shliach is a shliach. Where the shliach rishon is making a shliach sheni. Over there, if the shliach dies, so there's a chesaron, there's no mishalech over here. But it doesn't impact the Ishus, because the Ishus was never the Shliach Rishon's Ishus. The Ishus was always the Mishaleach's Ishus. So it says the Chassam Sofer, Duchzach, that's what was going on over here. Meaning, Avad in the Mishnah, you'd give a Lamed Aleph, Mesam Mishaleach. It's posh, everybody holds that, Lo Yitnu La'ach HaMisa. But that's because when the Mishaleach dies, the Ishus is going to be Batal. But if Shliach is also Shliach, and it's Mesa Shliach Rishon, so over there, the Ishus is not going to be Batal. What's the problem? The problem is, I don't have a Shliach anymore. Or, I don't have a Mishaleach anymore. Is it a problem if I don't have a Mishaleach? That's the machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor. That was the Shail over here. That was what Rav Ashi thought Bikatnuse, and what Marba Rav Ashi was Kiven Elo Emes. And he said that I don't think my father would have agreed to at this point anymore. Bikatnuse, Rav Ashi held, like the Tor, he held that in order for the Shlichas to work, you need the Mishaleach to be Chai V'Kayim. And therefore, if it's Meis Shliach Rishon, even though his role is Shliach Rishon, it doesn't impact the Cheftza of the Ishus. And you don't have the Oimek of Rashi in Ein Get Lach HaMisa. But you don't need the Oimek of Rashi for Ein Get Lach HaMisa. Because the way the Torah understood Ein Get Lach HaMisa, Pash Tezach, you don't have a Mishaleach, you don't have a Megarish. And as a result, if the Shliach Rishon dies, you don't have the Shliach Rishon anymore. If you don't have the Shliach Rishon, then Mele, it's Batal the Shlichas. But the Emes is, like the Rambam says, the Emes is what Mar Rav Ashi said, that we don't really care what happens to the Shliach Rishon, because the Shliach Rishon dying is no different than Nishtata Mishaleach. I never care what happens to the Mishaleach once it's a proper minu shlichas. The Mishnah says, and get lach hamisa, that's Rashi. That's the choice that the Chassam Sofer was mechaven to. That's based on the fact that it's nitok ha'nishos. That would be true if it was meis ha'mishaleach. However, if it's meis shliach rishon, b'chai gavne, you're not going to have it. Emma says, if you look in the choice in Simon Kuf Peches, there's a whole other paragraph that we didn't speak out. And I think that the Chassam Sofer was mechaven not just to the first part of the Ketzos, but he was mechaven to the second part of the Ketzos as well. The Ketzos Kamat says what the Chassam Sofer says. It doesn't say it with the drama of Lulei de Mistafina and Ma'abar Avashi Kiven Alo Emes, but Toich Dvar of the Ketzos is Mitzayin the Sugyo of Shliach Ois Shliach, and it certainly sounds like the Ketzos is making the same cheshman that a nafgamina la halacha between the Rambam and the Tor would be Mesa Meshaleach. However, in a case where the Mishaleach is not the actual Badavar, all he is a Shliach, in a case of Shliach, he's a Shliach.